Is China's one-child policy on the way out?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson with the Global Perspective on Business and Economics. China's government says it plans to strip power away from the agency that oversees the country's controversial one-child policy. And observers say this could spell the beginning of the end for that rule. Marketplace China correspondent Rob Schmitz is with us from Shanghai with the details. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeremy.
Well, so is it really possible that China could be on the way to phasing out its one-child policy?
Well, we're not sure, but this is definitely the latest sign from the Chinese government that the one-child policy may be on its way out. And if that's true, it would mean the end of one of the world's most notorious family planning policies. For the past 34 years, China has limited urban couples to one child in an effort to try and curb its massive population. And this has had a big impact on China's labor pool, which we've only started to see recently as this one-child generation has reached its working age.
So I assume that if they got rid of the policy, it would have a pretty big economic impact.
Yeah, I mean, one might think it would help replenish that labor pool that we just talked about. But what's interesting here is that China's demographics are quickly changing. For the first time ever, there are more Chinese who live in urban areas than rural areas. And these days, urban married couples often don't want to have more than one child. And it's not because of this policy. It's because the cost of living in urban China is growing each year. Inflation is up and the economic pressure on urban couples is mounting, and many are content to have one child and be done with it all for all these reasons. So, in effect, many Chinese may continue to honor this policy long after it expires.
Now, Rob, China is obviously in the midst of a transition of power right now, and many of the steps that the new government is taking have to do with keeping people happy, it seems, from the outside. Is that what this is about?
That is definitely one part of this. But when I've gone around interviewing folks about these types of issues, I think that everyone here in China does have an opinion about this policy. When you go to rural areas, a lot of folks are very angry about it because they've opted to have more than one child and they've been fined a lot of money for having a second or a third child. And in urban areas, people want bigger families. And some people do want that who can afford it. And, in China, I think traditionally many Chinese believe that a happy family is a big family.
Marketplace China Bureau Chief Rob Schmitz in Shanghai. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Jeremy.